like to share with you some joys and concerns that have been written in our Book of Celebrations today. Nancy Roberts, Lexi Hutchinson, and Brian Hutchinson have all celebrated birthdays this past week. And there is a message from Reverend Sue that she asked us to read this morning. Dear St. John's family and friends, over the course of the past several days, I have read and reread the dozens of notes, messages, and cards you have sent my way as I have celebrated my retirement. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for your kindness, your gifts, and your generosity. I am grateful beyond words. As I focus on caring for my health, I value your ongoing prayers. I know you are in very good hands as you move into the summer months ahead with Pastor Addy at the helm as lead pastor until an interim senior pastor is in place. Having had the privilege of working with Addy as a colleague for 8 years, I can assure you we will be in conversation with one another as she works closely with you and with St. John's leadership as you continue the good work that has been set in motion over the course of the past many years. What a wonderful gift you all are to our St. John's family. Reverend Sue. And there's one concern in the book today. Mark O'Neill's mother, Julie O'Neill, passed away this week. We send our love and prayers to Mark, Tracy, Mitchell, and Elliot, as well as Julie's husband, Joe, her other 12 children, and her sister, Judy, who, along with Julie and sister Jean, were the first set of triplets born at Jefferson Hospital in 1933. She was loved and will be missed by many. And I invite you now to be with me in a spirit of prayer. Loving God, change is hard. We don't like it, even when we know it is necessary. We are facing so many struggles in our lives, in our church community, our country, and our world. Sometimes we can't find the words and time to think about it all. Oftentimes it is easier to just stay in our small world where we are comfortable. It is hard to keep up with how fast our world is changing, and it is difficult to accept change and new things. We struggle to accept when things are not the way we want them to be, the way they always used to be. But the old ways change into new ways, and if we don't embrace or at least try these new ways, we get left behind. Divisions and disagreements are all around us. Your people struggle to find ways to work together for the good of all rather than for the good of only a few. We need to listen to you and each other and truly hear and consider different ideas and viewpoints to consider what is best for all and not just for ourselves. In our community at St. John's, we are facing a new thing. We must learn to go forward as a community without the leadership of Reverend Sue that has sustained us for 42 years. We ask for your help as we keep the faith, and we ask for your wisdom for the future. Help us to be willing to listen to and not judge those who you send to help us on this journey. Guide us in supporting Addy as she helps lead us into the future, working together to move forward. We pray for all who are suffering in this world, those facing loss, illness, and struggles. We pray for Julie O'Neill's family as they learn to live without her and they mourn her loss. Help us to find joy in the many good things around us, in our families and friends, in the beauty of our world, in the caring that many show to others. We celebrate with Nancy, Lexi, and Brian as they have had birthdays this week. We keep Reverend Sue in our prayers as she celebrates her retirement and focuses on her health. In the silence of these moments, we bring to you the things that are in our hearts and minds. As we walk into our future, give us the strength to be like Elisha, to pick up the mantle that is before us to move forward into a new thing while drawing on the wisdom we have learned from the past. We ask all these things in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
It has been a while since we had an invitation to share, but we have one today, so I'm going to invite Marge Jewell forward as she has something to share.
Good morning. Today's sermon is a wonderful segue into why I am here today. Today I stand before you as a member of the Personnel Committee. The leaders of our church have recognized that one of our staff members has gone above and beyond their duties. Let me give you a couple of clues as to who this is. She likes yellow. She has a beautiful smile. She's been here with us for 8 years. Sunday mornings, you will find her either standing here or at the pulpit. By now, I'm sure you realize I'm talking about Addie. During the last several months, Addie has stepped up and kept the pastoral and spiritual sides of St. John's going. She was not asked to do this. She never complained of the extra duties she was doing or let anyone know she was doing them. She just stepped up and did it. She did such a good job that we did not realize just how much additional responsibility she had taken on until it came to our attention at a recent staff review. We feel strongly that Addie has earned special compensation for what she has done and will be doing in the future as our church transitions. We are able to do this, stay within budget, and still pay part-time guest pastors. This can be accomplished in part because we will no longer be paying the salary of our other pastor, and because of your generous donations. Our pastor will be changing in the future, but St. John's needs will not. We still need your generosity to keep St. John's moving ahead. So Addie, will you stand? So let's give Addie a good old St. John's thank you.
Thank you so much. As I said in my sermon, I am humbled and honored and really do feel truly called to do the work that I have been asked to do, and it is very much my privilege to be your pastor, so thank you very much. When I learned, you can have a seat. Bill Leslie originally told me that Marge had an invitation to share, and I asked what it was about, and he said, none of your business. So I knew I was in for something. But I thank you very much, and I appreciate your words and your actions that back up your words mean the world to me. Switching gears now, I'm going to invite you to stand as we sing our doxology, as we bring our gifts forward, and as we dedicate and offer them up to God. Loving God, today we offer you who we are and what we have, knowing that many gifts over many years have been placed upon this table. Many hands have created this wonderful faith community, and we give you thanks for what was, what is, and what is to come. Just as you have in days gone by, bless these gifts this day. Bless the hands and the hearts that offered them. May we use them with wisdom and integrity as we invest our resources, our gifts, our time, our efforts, and our hearts into what lies ahead. All of these things we pray in Christ's name. Amen. There will always be whirlwinds, there will always be batons to grab, shoes to fill, and mantles to pick up. But my prayer for all of us is that we go from this place knowing that God goes before us and walks beside us, giving us courage and strength we never knew we had. And so as you go, may you indeed be filled with the love of God, with the peace of Christ, and with the power of God's Holy Spirit that goes with you and stays with you this day and every day. Amen.